the beginning of the 20th century, classical music composers began to seek new ways of working with pitch, gesture, and form that freed them from the standards of their time. Over the years, these new and altered styles became known simply as new music. The Twin Cities is the home of the new music ensemble, Zeitgeist. They are a quartet with a unique instrumentation of a woodwind player, a pianist, and two percussionists.
My name is Heather Berenger. I'm a percussionist, and I've been with Zeitgeist since 1991.
My name is Pat O'Keefe. I play woodwinds in the group, so that's primarily clarinet, bass clarinet, and soprano saxophone. I've been in the group for, I guess, about 12 seasons. I started in the fall of 99.
My name is Patty Cubb, and I'm one of the percussionists in Zeitgeist, and I've been a member of the ensemble for about 10 years now. We have a vast array of percussion instruments, but snare drum is probably my very favorite.
I'm Shannon Wettstein. I'm the pianist in Zeitgeist.
I have been performing with Zeitgeist since 2005. Zeitgeist is all about the classical music of today, and it's a rare opportunity in this region to be able to focus on classical music by living composers.
Zeitgeist began in 1977. It was started at McAllister College by a number of musicians that banded together and decided they wanted to give new music concerts where they could devote as much rehearsal time as they wanted to pieces. They felt that in many environments, contemporary music got short shrift. It didn't get rehearsed enough. And so they wanted to play only contemporary music and rehearse it well and present it just as you would with a string quartet.
We're bringing the music of living composers of today to the people of Minnesota. They're able to hear the latest in music, make them aware of what's happening.
We've done a lot of work with Minnesota composers and other Minnesota musicians, and we're very proud of that.
Zeitgeist is our area's premier new music ensemble. We're one of a handful of new music groups in the country that have the kind of legacy and of the longevity and the track record that we do have. We're internationally renowned. We've commissioned composers that are famous and that have made significant contributions to the musical life of our world. And we've also spent a great deal of time commissioning composers that work right here at home. Emerging composers, mid-career composers, and well-established composers.
Every composer who comes in is different, and they have a different approach and a different language. And some composers might come in and my playing for certain pieces just 100% classical, right down the middle, classical playing, you know, coming out of that tradition. Other people, they're really coming from a rock and roll or jazz or pop tradition, and they want it to be aggressive and funky and rhythmic. Some people want us to do a lot of improvisation, which is nice. And, you know, also once composers get to know us, they will write to our strengths and play to our strengths. And we will then bring in those things that we like to do.
Zeitgeist makes a concerted effort to play works by composers of this region, particularly Minnesota composers. And every summer we have a workshop where we develop new works with composers from this region. And every season we have a concert called Playing It Close to Home, in which we feature the works of local composers.
Studio Z is Zeitgeist's performance space where we perform all of our performances, or most of them, and we also make the space available to other new music performers in the Twin Cities. It's located in the Lower Town Arts District, downtown St. Paul. Most of our performances are centered right here in the Twin Cities, but every time we step outside our state, we represent Minnesota, and often we will bring the work of composers living and working here to locations throughout our country and throughout the world.
This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.